Opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the respective program contributors and do not necessarily reflect the views held by the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame History Project as we celebrate our 90th anniversary.
Ken Metz.
Ken joined CCB in 1971.
As a member of CCB, he was very busy, but he has two grown children, six grandchildren. He worked for Pac Bell for 21 years, which is now AT&T. When he worked for Pac Bell, he started out as a operator. So he used the machine. It pulsed on his finger when he passed the light. It was a light probe, and he used it to find the plug to be able to plug in where it needed to plug in to connect people to their calls. So he started out as an operator and he ended up in benefits. When he retired, he had been in benefits for probably 10 years. He went back to school to be a travel agent, and he loved working as a travel agent because he could get free trips. He actually took his embosser with him so he could braille out itineraries and stuff like that so that he could read them. And he did that for 3 years, and then he moved back to Southern California and went to work for the Department of Rehab. But as he was working as a rehab counselor, he was also serving on the board of directors with CCB. He loved advocacy. He was such a strong advocate for the blind and visually impaired. He used to fly up to Sacramento to testify about SB 105. He, at that point, was working for the Davidson Program for Independence. That's where I met him. He had served on CCB board as second vice president. He served on a convention committee. So he worked with Jeff and he worked with Gene Lozano a lot. He was so busy, but he also was funny. He liked to tell the stalest old jokes you could ever hear. But he loved people. Very humble gentleman. And my rehab counselor at that point was Robert Antunes. Told me, I sent you there to learn your skills and you came home with the director. Didn't intend to. Ken was the one who introduced me to CCB. He was president at that time. Got to learn a lot about what CCB was about, what the Greater LA chapter was about, and started to understand why he was such a strong advocate for all of us. When Jeff was president, or when Donna was president, or when Judy was president, if they needed somebody to look up something in the southern area of the state or help a student out or help somebody out, the first person they called was Ken. The one thing Ken loved was to cook. He came up with recipes. He made recipes up. I remember when he bought his turkey fryer, he would get that turkey and pretty much a lemon, an orange, anything he could find to stuff in that poor turkey. And he dropped that turkey down in that turkey fryer. Then the next thing you know, he pulls it out and he's trying to eat all the skin off. You got to leave some skin for your guests here. Ken was Russian. His grandparents, one was from Odessa and one was from Russia, came to the United States in 1915. Ken was born in 1946, and he told me that his grandmother introduced him to cooking because she told him, nobody is going to do this for you. You need to learn how to cook for yourself. You need to understand how to take care of yourself. And he did. And guide dogs. Oh, well, let's not talk about the 15 guide dogs the man had when he got his first guide dog cub. He was a big old black German shepherd. Ken was 17 or 18 when he got cub from GDB. And he worked guide dogs until he passed away in 2018. It was interesting that you guys were asking who was the guy who walked, that opened the back door of somebody's car, walked through it because the guy parked was in the intersection. He just opened the back door, walked through it, and got out on the other side. He was like, they were blocking the intersection. And he had his, and I think, yeah, he did have his dog. That was Ken. Ken would get lunch for the whole rehab, his whole section. And he was getting lunch one time and he had bait. And the lady started petting Bay, and Ken asked her not to pet him, and she kept on. And he said, now, how would you feel if I started petting you? And he started petting her hair, and she walked away. He had his way of getting people to understand that this is my guide dog. If you don't want me to touch you, don't touch him. He worked on the Hawaii issue. about taking the dogs into Hawaii with Sheila Styron and that group. He worked on making sure that we as guide dog handlers could take our dogs on any flight. We worked with GDUI to make sure that they put someplace in all the airports to relieve the dogs. One of his best friends was Marlena Liebert, and she died, ironically, 2 days after he did. There's actually a scholarship, I think, and it's the Marlena Liebert Ken Metz Communications Certificate. He loved CCB. When he got sick, we went to the convention. He and Sarah ran against each other for second vice president of CCB, and Ken won. When he got lost in the house, I knew something was wrong. He had had a mild stroke, and we found out that he had MRSA, and it was all over the heart valve. Two things that he told me. One, find your niche. Find what you want to work with. Don't follow me. Don't do what I do. Find what you want to do. And two, don't let anybody change your mind from that. And I did. That's why I am now vice president of IDC, because I believe in building bridges amongst all races in the state of California, blind and visually impaired. He taught me how to be patient with people. He made people feel welcome and want to belong and help out and work. You know, it's not easy, but I still want to give what I can back to CCB.
Frank Silva. Frank Silva was instrumental in founding the East Bay Center for the Blind. He led that organization for years. He and his wife, Georgina, worked together, but he is known for that great service, and the institution still exists today and is going strong. It's wonderful that we have early pioneers like Frank Silva to thank for that.
We'll be back later with another episode from our Hall of Fame History Project.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you all for coming. Welcome to the Saturday morning session for our 2024 California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention as we celebrate our 90th year. And gosh, I'm really enjoying these vignettes. I know a lot of us are. Some folks that I know, some folks that I don't know. So it's really been great. Thanks to the crew that put all that together. We've got a great day in store for you. Don't forget this afternoon from 1:30 to 3:30, we have a session on paratransit, which is a real hot topic. In fact, we'll be having a resolution at our business meeting tomorrow with that. And then our awards tonight, 5:30 to 7. Of course, the business meeting tomorrow morning.